Nestled into a corner alcove of the Canadian Museum for Human Rights is an eye-catching display of wedding photos from same-sex marriages. Each photo is surrounded by a crisp white frame, and the portraits are arranged in the shape of a three-dimensional wedding cake. This exhibit commemorates the legalization of same-sex marriage in Canada and celebrates the couples who have chosen to marry. At first glance, Taking the Cake appears to be the only exhibit with queer content in the museum's large Canadian Journeys gallery. However, there is more to be seen if you know where to find it. Several freestanding computer banks can be found in the center of this gallery. These computers function as electronic exhibits and allow visitors to scroll through a plethora of human rights narratives. Buried within their archives is a story about Canadian musician Michelle Joseph. In 1997, Joseph came out as transgender and was fired from the Toronto band Prairie Oyster. The following year, the Ontario government decided that being transgender was a lifestyle choice and stopped funding transition-related medical costs. Joseph was partway through her surgical transition and was not able to pay for the rest of her procedures. She fought back against the new legislation and argued that the cut in funding discriminated against her. Before Joseph's case made it to trial, a new government was elected and sex reassignment funding was reinstated. If you didn't already know about Michelle Joseph and the politics surrounding her transition, would you choose this narrative from the CMHR's electronic archives? Would you sit at a computer and dig through several digital menus to find a story about transgender Canadians? Or would you be drawn to the impressive and well-lit wedding cake at the back of the Canadian Journeys Gallery? Because of its discreet location, you might spend hours in the large museum before stumbling across Joseph's story. In some ways, the location and display of the Transgender Canadians exhibit reflects Jennifer Taberski's discussion of exhibitionary silences and the secret museum. Taberski argues that there are silences around queer lives in mainstream archives and museums, and that queer stories are often missing from curated institutions. At this museum, homonormative content like same-sex marriage is openly displayed and celebrated. However, a queer narrative that conflicts with mainstream ideologies is stored in an optional interactive exhibit. Joseph's story may not be a full-fledged exhibitionary silence, but the exhibit's secretive location keeps it hidden from many of the museum's visitors. When I think about how Joseph's story is displayed, I can't help but compare it to the extravagant wedding cake celebrating same-sex marriage. The photos of happily married couples reflect Canada's enthusiastic acceptance of gay and lesbian relationships, but the political barriers that halted Joseph's transition are far less visible. These curatorial choices imply that only certain queers have the right to be themselves, and that only certain Canadians have the right to be recognized as acceptable members of the queer community. As Winnipeg artist Shauna Dempsey argues, the gay rights movement in Canada has created structures and rights for the most normative of gay people. We must not forget our transgender siblings or the full spectrum of queerness. What if the museum dedicated an entire exhibit alcove to the story of Michelle Joseph and made the full spectrum of queerness more visible? This imagined alcove could challenge homonormative constructs and create an accessible space to talk and learn about non-normative gender identities. Maybe the museum could also highlight Joseph's personal accomplishments and life's work instead of focusing on the political complications of her transition. In an open letter to SoToday.com, Joseph states that her identity as a musician is just as important as her gender identity. Perhaps a new version of this exhibit might show visitors that there's more to Michelle Joseph than trans activism, and that there's more to transgender Canadians than gender-affirming surgeries.